Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Today's ep is going to be more of a business thing because I had a really cool experience on Facebook and it got me to thinking, and I just thought, what a cool experience and what an opportunity for those of us who are marketing products or services on Facebook. It's just a different perspective and something that I see an opportunity, I guess, a lot of people are missing. So if you're an Australian and on Facebook and a woman, I don't know what their targeting like is like for men, but probably, I imagine, sadly, somewhat, they probably are targeting women. It's a company called EcoWorks. So you may have seen their videos come up in your feed, a guy maybe with a baby strapped to him cleaning the bathroom with this environmentally friendly, non-toxic, no, you know, unscented cleaning product called EcoWorks. Well, I saw it maybe a couple of years ago even, and every now and then they would pop back up into my feed and I'd think, oh, I really should look into that, but just didn't. And then over Christmas, my sister-in-law came to visit and she told me about the product. They have an affiliate system and I think they give you $10 off or something for each person who signs up. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's an affiliate program of some description. Well, it is. And she had said, you know, I'd cleaned the oven and it was really amazing. And her and her husband were talking about it. And Miko and I were like, oh, yeah, maybe we should look into that. So Miko kept on saying, oh, have you seen that thing that Lucy was talking about come up in your Facebook feed again? And of course, it did. Big Brother is watching. I don't want to get all, you know, Illuminati on your ass or anything, but Facebook is definitely listening. So I ended up buying it. Hey, and it arrived. And then something happened that has never happened to me with any purchase of any other miracle product. The targeting, the Facebook ads targeting post-purchase was more intense than pre-purchase. So every day, or pretty much any time I go into Facebook and I'm scrolling my feed, there's EcoWorks with another video on how to use their product. And I've never seen anything like it because it's genius. I feel like most of us are so... we're using, you know, Facebook and Facebook ads as a tool to get people to buy. And then we figure, well, you know, I don't know what it is. When some, you know, we have the tripwire set up, which is that low cost, you know, product that's a no-brainer, $7, $9, $17, whatever. And then we know that they are, however, seven times more likely to buy from us again if they've bought previously. I don't know what the stats are, but it's something like that, you know, that the hard part is getting them to buy. And for sure, that's the case. Like with this EcoWorks, it's taken me 2 years to finally commit, but it wasn't their Facebook ad and their heavy marketing that made me buy. It was my sister-in-law telling me about the product. And the reason she told me about the product was because she used the product, because their post-sales campaign is even more important to them than their pre-sales campaign. Because they know that when people use their product, they get the results and then they want to recommend it to their friends. And that is when people buy. Because we are becoming more and more savvy and more immune to Facebook ads in our feed, right? It's like, oh, we don't even really notice it. So, well, I don't a lot of the time, unless it's something really interesting and sparks my interest, but usually I'm just a scroll on by kind of girl. But with this EcoWorks post-sale strategy or their post-sale ads, it's like genius, because every time I'm seeing a different way I can use it, and it's making me think, oh shit, yeah, I should get rid of those urine stains in the mattress or, you know, whatever, clean the oven. But it's really interesting because it's also when I've bought miracle cures before, or, you know, or all-in-one products before, they arrive and they just gather dust because I forget about them. But EcoWorks is ensuring that I don't forget about them, because there they are. Look at this, cleaning your shower. Look at this, cleaning your oven. This is how you clean your barbecue. This is how you clean windows. This is how you do spot remover, use it as a spot remover on your clothes, you know, whatever. They're constantly reminding me of the product and how to use it. So, this ain't no fucking $7 bottle of all-purpose spray. It's like $90 a box with they have a 50% off, I think, most of the time, I don't know, sale thing. But it's not cheap. It's not cheap cleaner. It's fucking expensive. And the only way they're going to get return sales is to have people using the product, which is actually good. But for me, it's not even the product that it's exciting. It's my eyes being more open to the way that people, not me necessarily, because I don't really do Facebook ads, but just ways, like shifting our focus from leading them to the first sale to looking after the people you already have, people who have already invested in you, getting them to actually use your products, getting them to remember that they purchased the fucking thing. Because so many times, you know, we'll buy something and that's the last we'll ever use it. So just thought I would share that, because I think it's just a good reminder to think about ways that we can make our clients' experience better. Because yes, it's about sales for sure, but they know that in order to get, they know they have a good product, they know in order to get people to become lifetime customers is to get them using the fucking product. And how, what better way to get them using the product than to show them all the different ways they can use it where they are? Because they are also sending out email campaigns, but who fucking reads emails these days? I don't. I have enough work emails. I'm not reading promotional emails. But I am on Facebook, and I will watch a two-minute video on how to clean my oven if my oven's dirty and I have the product. So just something to think about today. How could you be engaging your customers more post-purchase rather than just leading them to the sale? What happens then? Look after those people, because those people are the people who are going to convert the sales for you. Not necessarily the thousands and thousands of dollars you may be dropping into Facebook to get them to buy the first thing. Look after the people you got. All right, that's it from me today. But I just wanted to say Happy New Year, because I don't think I have yet. And what else? Oh, if you want to hear, because I'm not doing the whole New Year thing over here, I'm just sticking to the format, free flow interview. But if you do want to hear some New Year stuff and you haven't gone to, or you haven't listened to Keeping Good Company yet, head on over. Just look them up in your podcatcher of choice, iTunes, Stitcher, whatever, and check it out. It's just called Keeping Good Company. We did in the lead up to New Year, we did episodes on a review of our last year's. It's me and Lisa Corduff. And then we did a great episode with Nikki Smith on mini experiments. And we've just released Word of the Day on Word of the Year on Monday. So we'll be doing all of January is dedicated to setting up for 2018. And I hope you enjoy it. Anyway, that's it from me today. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. Really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between app thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlynimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.